Welcome to the MSF Frontline Report podcast for the 2nd of August 2010. Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders, or MSF, is an independent medical humanitarian aid organisation. I'm Polly Markandia. This week, rehabilitation for people with spinal injuries in Sri Lanka. For more than two decades, the people of Sri Lanka lived with violence and conflict. However, a year has passed since the end of the war between government forces and rebel group the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, or LTTE. People are starting to return to the villages from which they fled and beginning the process of rebuilding their lives. For some, however, this process is much harder, as they are left with permanent physical reminders of war. In Pompamadu Hospital in Vavunya, MSF, in collaboration with the Sri Lankan Ministry of Health, runs a rehabilitation program for people with spinal injuries, most of which were sustained during the conflict. MSF's Pete Masters brings us this story.
We're here early in the morning and right in time for morning exercises. There are about 20 of the 40 patients taking part. Lots of stretching going on to get themselves warmed up for the day's rehabilitation, which often involves quite a bit of physiotherapy. 22-year-old Savannah was severely injured more than a year ago, but now she's one of those exercising in the courtyard. She's agreed to talk to me before she goes to her therapy.
I was a bed patient before. I couldn't move anywhere. I couldn't sit on a wheelchair. I couldn't do anything without anyone's help. My sister helped me before. Now they are not with me. Now I am here, I am living alone. It's very important because in my future, I like to do my whole things without anyone's help.
Independence is a key theme here at Pompamadu, and the three-part rehabilitation program helps people learn the skills they need to take care of themselves again. There are many areas of focus, but of particular importance is regaining control of bladder and bowel functions, as it can be deeply humiliating for patients. I'm now off to find the MSF nurse in charge of Pompamadu.
So I'm here with Chuma, and she's going to tell us a little bit about the spinal cord injury program.
Hello, Pete. So basically what happens in the program is we have the nursing care. We train the patients on self-care, how they can manage the day-to-day, you know, running of their lives, feeding, bathing, dressing, and grooming. The other thing that we train them on again is the bowel and bladder management. The other part is the physio department. That is where the patients actually stay longer because it's an intense, you know, program with them. They do the daily exercises for them, but then they also give them equipment like wheelchairs, standing frames. The other part is the mental coaching, which looks into the social aspect of the patient on how they are coping with their new injury.
The motivational coaching at Pompamadu is a vital part of the rehabilitation, not only because the patients need to adapt to their injuries in their new situation, but also because a lot of these injuries were sustained during the conflict. In the afternoon, I catch up with Savannah again in the open communal area to ask her how she was injured.
When we displaced from our own place, we went to another place next to my village. Then we were displaced from that place also. At the time, I and my family were there. One shell blasted nearby me. We all members have got injured. My father and I, my mother also were severely injured, and I was severely injured than them because I have got injured on my spinal cord.
When Savannah gained consciousness, she was taken on a handcart to a small hospital. Her body was badly injured, but the blast and its consequences affected her state of mind as well. She said she thought she would never be able to sit up again.
I have got mentally upset. Now I am all right. Now I can manage myself. I enjoy myself very much. Before, I don't like to do anything all the time on the bed. I got angry easily, all the time scolded my sister. But now I am not like that. I think now I am all right. Not 100%, but all right.
By the volleyball court, I meet Aravindan, a burly young man with an almost permanently huge smile. Another patient at Pompamadu, he has almost completed his rehabilitation program and is due to be discharged soon. Aravindan is paraplegic, paralysed from the waist down. He was injured by a bomb while working as a driver. Now he hopes to get his tuk-tuk or rickshaw license and a rickshaw modified with hand controls to continue to be able to support his sisters and their education. As with many of the patients I've spoken to, his attitude and outlook are incredibly positive.
I do not worry about my condition. I am happy that my sisters have not been affected like me. And now, also, I want to get a license to drive a tuk-tuk. By driving, I want to earn money to support my sisters. I was really bad before, so I thank MSF for making me independent through the different activities. Now I can fold my legs, eat, get in and out of my chair, go to the toilet and bathe. MSF allowed me to do all these things by myself. I can do everything now, 80% thanks to MSF and 20% thanks to my commitment. MSF really made me feel like a human being, like other people. I don't feel sick now. I speak to everyone, play with everyone. I like to be happy. I like to make others happy.
Once Aravindan is discharged, he will begin vocational training. He will also be asked to come back to Pompamidou for a follow-up to see how he's getting on outside the hospital. So far, the team here have had 17 patients return for follow-up sessions, all of which have been positive. Driving away from Pompamidou with a smile on my face, it's an amazing place with an incredible atmosphere. If I hadn't been there, it would have struck me as a strange project for MSF to be doing. Sri Lanka is no longer a war zone, and this is not emergency medicine. But rehabilitation not only increases the quality of life for people with spine injuries, it also has a massive impact on their life expectancy. This project is life-saving, just not in a way that I'd thought about it before.
For more information on this story, MSF's other work in Sri Lanka, or to learn more about MSF or Doctors Without Borders generally, please visit msf.org or the MSF website in your home country. MSF is an independent medical humanitarian aid organisation that delivers emergency assistance to people affected by wars, epidemics and natural or man-made disasters in more than 60 countries around the world.